Welcome to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker.
This is Evangelist Henry Walker. Thank you for tuning into our broadcast today. Today I want to continue talking about pressing on. No matter what obstacles in front of you, press on and cross the finish line. Please turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Been using these as base scriptures. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of the Father in Yeshua. Turn me to Acts chapter 21. Here's a Paul was on his way to Jerusalem, and Agabus, a prophet, was trying to talk him out of it, saying they're going to arrest you there. Verse 12. And when we heard these things, both we and they of that place besought him not to go up to Jerusalem. That Paul, this is a spirit of distraction trying to pull Paul away from his purpose. Then Paul answered, what mean ye to weep and to break my heart? For I'm ready not to be bound only, but also to die at Jerusalem for the name of Yeshua. In Acts chapter 23 and verse 11. And the night following, Yeshua stood by me and said, be of good courage, Paul, for as thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou also bear witness in Rome. So the Father was sending him to Rome, and the enemy is trying to talk him out of it. In Acts chapter 27, they put Paul on a ship to go to Rome. The enemy was paying for his fare. Verse 14. But not long after there arose a tempestuous wind called Euclidon, and when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running upon a certain island which is called Clauder, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps undergirding the ships, and fearing lest they should fall into quicksand, struck sail and was so driven, and we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. They cast out the sails, just about everything they cast out. They were so afraid. But in verse 22, Paul talked, I exhort you to be of good courage, for there shall not be any loss of this man's life. The Father sent an angel, verse 24, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and I've given all that sail with you. Verse 25, be of good courage, for I believe the Father, that it shall be even as it was told me. Hallelujah. In verse 27, but when the 14th night was come, as we were driven up and down Adria, about midnight the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country, and sounded and found the 20 phantoms, and when they had gone a little further, they sat again and found 15 phantoms. See, you are so close to your breakthrough. You are so close to crossing your finish line. Don't give up now, because greater is he, greater is your Father in you than he is in the world. And he convinced the men on the ship not to try to escape through a lifeboat. In verse 31, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, except you abide in a ship, you cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes. But they escaped, and they landed on an island called Melita in Acts 28, verse 1. And when they escaped, they knew that the island was called Melita. Paul put his hand down by the fire to pick up sticks, put in there. Verse 3, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. When the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said unto themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he lived to escape the sea, yet vengeance suffered him not to live. And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. And the father used him to do so many miracles on the island. And then he finally got to Rome. Verse 30. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house and received all that came unto him, preaching the kingdom of his Father, and those things which concern Yeshua with all confidence, nobody forbidding him. See, he pressed on and he made it. And encouraged the men to press on the ship. And he can do the same thing for you, to encourage you today. And that's why you're listening to this broadcast. Be encouraged just to press on. 2 Kings chapter 13. Please turn there with me. 2 Kings 13, verse 14. Now Elisha was fallen sick of a sickness where he died. And Joash, the king of Israel, came down unto him and wept over his face and said, oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And Elisha said unto him, take your bow and arrows. And he took them. Verse 16, he said to the king of Israel, put thy hand upon the bow. And he put his hand upon it. And Elisha put his hands upon the king's hands. And he said, open the window eastward. And he opened it. And Elisha said, shoot. And he shot. And he said, the arrows of the Father's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, for thou shalt smite the Syrians in Abak until thou hast consumed them. And he said, take the arrows. And he took them and said unto the king of Israel, smite upon the ground. And he spoke three times and he stayed. But Elisha was wroth with him and said, thou should have smitten him five or six times. Then hast thou smitten Syria until thou hast consumed them. But now you should only smite them three times. See, the king of Israel didn't press. He only shot the arrows three times. He didn't cross the finish line. But you can cross the finish line. Just believe that the greater is He, your Father in you, than He is in the world. And don't believe the lies of the devil. Don't believe the distraction. See, the devil wants you to look back at the past and where you came from. But the Father wants you to look at where He can take you to. Paul said, I got to forget about those things that are past. I got to look to the future. And that's what you got to do today. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil stop you. Go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 14. Verse 8, Asa was a good king. Asa, in verse 8, and Asa had an army of men that bare targets and spears, and of Judah 300,000, and out of Benjamin, those that had shields and drew bows, 280,000, all were mighty men of valor. In verse 9, and it came out against them Zerah the Ethiopian with a host of 1,000,000 men and 300 chariots, and came into Mesha. But Asa went up against them, and he set the battle in array at the valley of Zephathar. He pressed forward, and he showed up at the battlefield. Even though he is outnumbered, he showed up, he pressed to get to the point where the Father could do a great miracle. He knew that the Father was going to do a miracle there. In verse 11, Asa cried unto the Father and said, Father, there's nothing with you to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Father, for we rest on you, and in thy name we go against this multitude. Father, let not man prevail against you. And as a result of that prayer, the Father smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people that were with them pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves. For they destroyed before the Father and before his host, and he carried away much spoil. See, Asa pressed forward and talked to the Father. You got to do the same thing. Just press forward towards the Father. Don't let the circumstances stop you. Don't let how you feel stop you. Just go into his presence. Just worship him. Just worship him. And just come into his presence. And he'll give you the victory. He'll give you the strategy to get out of, to help you to escape, whatever it may be. He will do it for you. Just press on. Ignore how you feel. Ignore what people are saying. Ignore the distractions. And just press on to the presence of your daddy. Your daddy wants to help you. Hallelujah. In verse 14, and they smote all the cities round about Gera, for the fear of the Father came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there's exceeding much spoiling them. Hallelujah. He pressed. He pressed. He didn't let anybody stop him. He just pressed forward. Go with me to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 14. Now it came to pass in verse 1 upon a day that Jonathan, the son of Saul, said unto the young men that bear his armor, come and let us go over to the Philistines. See, the Philistines had all the swords that belonged to Israel with the exception of two. They were sharpening them. And now the enemy, just like the enemy, wanted to attack at this time. In verse 4, and between the passages by which Jonathan sought to go up against the Philistine garrison, there was a sharp rock on the one side and a sharp rock on the other side. And the name of one was Bozez, and the name was Sinah. And he told his armor bearer, I'm just going to come against him. And the armor bearer, verse 7, said, do all that is in thy heart unto thee. Behold, I am with you according to thy heart. He had confidence that the Father had spoken to Jonathan, and they were going to go against the enemy together. Everybody else was afraid, including Saul, but they were ready to go. They just had a press. Jonathan said that if the enemy says, come on up, when I talk to them, then we have the victory. But if not, we're not going to have the victory. And the enemy did say, the leader said, come on up here. And then Jonathan said, the Father has delivered them into our hand. In verse 13, and Jonathan climbed up on his hands and his feet. See, he pressed. It didn't let the fact that he was outnumbered in the natural stop him. He pressed into the battle. He had to show up too. Just like Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles 20. He had to show up against the enemy the next day, and the Father won the battle. All he had to do was send out his praise and worship leaders, saying, praise the Father, his mercy endure forever. And the Father had them kill each other. The enemy kill each other. He just had to show up. Verse 13, and Jonathan climbed up upon his hands and upon his feet, and his armor bearer after him, and he fell before Jonathan, his armor bearer slew after them. And at first slaughter, which Jonathan and his armor bearer made was about 20 men within, as it were, a half acre of land, which a yoke of oxen might plow. And it was a trembling in the host and in the field among all the people, the garrison and the spoilers. They also trembled in the earthquake, so it was very great trembling because two people decided to press on. Hallelujah. Verse 16, and the watchmen of Saul and Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude melted away, and he went down beating one another. They started killing each other because two people took the Father at his word and went against the enemy and pressed until they got the victory. But look how they had to kill 20 men, but the Father killed everybody else. Hallelujah. Remember, the battle is your Father's. But let's go to him in prayer right now. Father, just put your hand on the radio as a point of contact. Or if you can't, just disagree with me anyway. And incidentally, I use the name Yeshua because that was Jesus' Hebrew name. Hallelujah. So, Father, I just thank you for my friends listening out there right now, Father, my brothers and my sisters. Touch them right now with a healing anointing, a deliverance anointing. Set them free. Do a miracle in their lives where they need it the most, Father. And I'm decreeing, I'm believing in the name of Yeshua. Amen. I want to tell you some more about this ministry. Again, this is Evangelist Henry Walker. My phone number is 772-801-3677. I'll give that later on. Again, I have a website, henrywalker.org. There's about 250 prophetic messages. I also have written three books. One is called Seasons. It talks about his seasons and timing, the Father's seasons and timing, and how each feast day is about Yeshua, and how Yeshua fulfilled every feast day with the exception of three, which he will fulfill in the last days. And my second book is called Noon, which talks about the different months of the year on the Father's calendar, which is the Hebrew calendar, and how the things he did in the Word on those months, he wants to repeat them in your life. And also, you can use that book in conjunction with my biblical calendar page. You can see when each month begins and ends up to the year 2020 on a Hebrew calendar and a Gregorian calendar. And also when each feast day begins and ends up to the year 2020 on both calendars. And also in that book, I talk about the different hours of the day and how the Father did things on a certain hours of the day, and he wants to repeat them. But you have to remember that the day runs from 6 p.m. to 6 p.m. In Genesis 1, evening and morning were the first day. You pray for the day at 6 p.m. It's the Romans that set up 12:01. You can't base your spiritual life on what the Romans did in their calendar. Hallelujah. Also, the third book I've written is called Demystifying the Trinity, which explains the Trinity, and you'll be really comforted by that book. And so you can get these books by calling me. My wife and I want to sell these books to you at cost, which is just $5. And if you have no money, we'll send them to you free. Just call me at 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677. 772-801-3677, or you can go to my website, click on contact, and send me an email with your name and your address. We just want to bless you. Hallelujah. And again, if you have no money, we just want to get these books into your hands because they're powerful end time books. Hallelujah. And don't forget that our broadcast is on 7:15 a.m. and p.m. So if you miss it, also you go to WCNO.com and click on demand to hear any previous broadcast. And also, my friends in the Bahamas, it's expensive for you to call me. Just email me your name and your phone number, and I'll call you back and pray with you over the phone. Just make sure you turn everything over to the Father. Allow him to mortify the deeds of your flesh and conform you to the image of Yeshua, and I'll stand in the gap with you and for you. So remember, the next time, this is Evangelist Henry Walker saying, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Thank you for listening to God's Timing is Everything with Apostle Henry Walker. More information about New Life Revival Ministries and Apostle Henry Walker is available at henrywalker.org, or you can contact Apostle Walker at 772-801-3677, or you can write to him at New Life Revival International, P.O. Box 12309, Fort Pierce, Florida 34979. Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series entitled Live to Love. Of all Jesus' teachings, everything he ever taught, there is still one lesson above the rest: love. When he was asked what the greatest commandment was, Jesus said to love God